Listener discretion is advised. Go. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Megan Price is our guest tonight. She's the mom from Grounded for Life, Friday nights, 9:30 on the WWWB. And thank God I showed up when I did.
Yeah, thank God.
Drew had a nice long conversation with Megan. Then I walked in, my usual, about a minute and a half before the show
begins. You were probably kind of early. I think it was about 2.5 minutes, weren't you?
No, it's about two.
All right. It seemed early. Yeah, okay.
Said nine. It was 9:58:33 when I walked in. Right. But anyway, then I heard the show starting to begin, and then I said to Drew, "Where's Megan's microphone?" And Drew said, "I don't know. I didn't notice." And then Anderson walked in, and he said, "Oh, I got to do that." Then I yelled at Drew, and Drew said, "Megan didn't say anything."
Is it my job?
Megan,
no,
the
I just
guest
said,
didn't say
I just
anything?
Said the point is, it's possible to sit here and talk and not notice that there wasn't a mic there, is my point.
I'm not
blaming
you.
Megan
haven't
for
done
anything.
The show before. It's possible if you
Dude,
do the show every night.
Dude, I was being natural. I was naturally speaking without microphone.
Drew, look at it this way.
Yeah.
The microphone, right. Without it, there'd be nothing to whack your coffee mug into five minutes into the show.
That would be disappointing.
Nothing to knock over.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see.
That's your friend, buddy.
Whack the microphone.
So yeah.
Your shot's like this.
Yeah.
When you lift your
Drew,
coffee, you...
Drew, every night, smacks or knocks
that?
Into or knocks
Megan,
over the microphone.
Can you hear that? Okay. Adam hears that as though it was some sort of gong on his head. Like
I'm amazed
a mallet.
That you cannot drink coffee without whacking the mug into the microphone. Anderson, does he do it every night?
Every night.
Thank you.
Do you hear it? Barely.
I like it.
Barely.
That ambience.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
It makes it real.
All right. All right. Well, let's talk to Megan. And I apologize for my staff.
Okay.
And especially for Drew.
The staff is hustling around. It's you that's carrying on like a
the
little
The staff is
infant.
Hustling around because the guest didn't have a microphone or headphones.
Didn't know it was a guest.
Adam is sad because he has a small staff.
Small what? Yes, staff. That's a nice way of saying it.
Yes,
his staff is small.
All right, let's talk about Grounded for Life.
Okay.
Where did Grounded for Life start off? Fox?
Started off on Fox, yeah. It was this very twisted story of people that just really liked to have sex in high school and got pregnant and got married, which is not normal. And, yeah, they're kind of messed up parents.
It's a normal Loveline caller. They have a kid, then they get married somewhere down the
Yeah, line. Exactly. Pregnant at wedding.
And then it was on Fox for one season?
No, it was on Fox for two, but there was the Super Bowl and the World Series and all this craziness that whatever, and now we're on the WB.
But that's good, right?
It's fantastic. Oh,
a hell of
hi,
a lot...
Frog.
Well, let me ask you this seriously. Try not to be insulting here, but here's what I'm saying. If you got a show that's sort of on the bubble and it's on Fox, you could get the axe and that show could never be heard of again.
True.
WB, if you had a show that was on the bubble on Fox and it slides in and fits in WB.
It could go on
forever. Be nice to my frog.
It could go on forever.
I'm saying you could hang out there for a while.
I'm very happy to be paying my mortgage. So, it's good.
Yeah, I know. I mean, here's what I'm saying. Everybody wants to be on CBS or NBC or they want to whatever. That's fine, but it's like saying I want to play for the Yankees. You may get cut after three bad innings.
Back to minors, yeah.
I think also you need to just enter a contest, and that gets you on Fox.
Yeah.
You know, just sing, be
contest.
All the reality
right.
nonsense.
Oh,
it's they don't really care about
Megan, your chair writing. Is actually on the ground.
Dude,
you
know, so I lowered it.
You?
It's oh, you lowered it? Okay. Yeah, pick it up, Megan.
Okay, sorry, I'm tall.
All right, what else? What are your hobbies?
My hobbies. Oh, I'm such a dork. You don't even want to know. I read.
Oh.
I know. Hang out with my dogs. I like to dance in lingerie. Is that what you were looking
what
for?
What kind of dogs do you have?
Oh, they're the mutts of the universe. Beagle, semi-beagle, fat as a pig.
And, I love a fat animal.
She is so damn fat, you can hardly pick her up now, Trixie.
I love that.
Yeah,
she's
an old whore.
I like a fat cat. You get a morbidly obese cat. They're great. You know what I like about fat animals? The best thing to do with an animal is to knock them over and work over their belly.
Yeah, yeah.
Dog or cat. You know, it's always nice when they flop over and you kind of give that belly.
This beagle has a cow belly. She has like a belly that's all spotted with black. I went to El Pollo Loco today and she ate 2 chicken breasts when I just went to the bathroom.
Oh, really? Jumped up.
Going potty. Yep, 2 chicken breasts, gone.
Does her belly drag when she walks?
Oh, it is so... I have no idea how she holds it up.
Put a skateboard under
but
her.
If you pat her belly, it's actually... It sounds like a big tank of wine. Ooh. Like, it's that sort of like, ooh, there's a whole barrel in there.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, I like that. Now, there was... people go that, well, it's not good for the animals, not healthy.
No,
so your goddamn
it.
Cat lives 9 years instead of 12 years.
Yeah, shut
Big
up.
Big deal. It's
shut
fat
up, vet.
It's good, yeah.
Stupid vet tells me to brush my dog's teeth. Okay,
oh,
what?
Yeah, please, please, I barely do mine.
Periodontal bay, yeah. No.
Yeah, and fat happy. Animals almost never run away or escape.
They can't
get under a fence, they can't get over a fence, and they can't last out in the wild for more than like 15 minutes before they got to come back. For some tender vittles.
Looking for the jerky treats. Yeah.
So, I like to get a big fat cat or fat dog, and I like to knock them over. And fat animals go down much easier. You know, it doesn't take much to persuade them to lay down.
Well, they go all the way.
They roll.
My dogs go to their side.
Yeah.
They just go
boom.
All the way.
And they keep rolling.
Yeah,
they're not flat on the side.
So the feet
you know,
go
they just
up.
Roll
yeah.
over and the feet go up. And they'll do it any time. Like, you're like, eh, you know, a lot of animals, you have to sort of get them down. The fat animals, you just push them, and you nudge them with your elbow. They tip over, they roll over, their feet stand up, and then you give them the good belly working.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you really give a good job, their feet start moving like they're walking.
Running.
Yeah, like they're like what dogs do in the pool. You hold their tail and they say,
yeah.
My beagle is so fat, she's now started to snore.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't
sleep
think
apnea.
Dogs
it's,
are supposed
sleep,
to snore.
It's doggy sleep apnea.
Jeez. She is like under the covers. And her eyes are half open. She's totally creepy.
Oh,
she's all Reagan Exorcist style.
I'll tell you what I would like to do. I would like to do one of those calendars. It would be stars and their morbidly obese animals.
I could be in that
cats,
calendar.
Cats, dogs, pot-belly pigs. Here's Megan Price and her beagle. The dog died shortly after the photo session of blocked artery.
Big E Beagle.
Yeah.
Hello, cow belly. Oh, goodbye.
Fat
you
animals
need an extra
are great.
Large coffin for you.
No, it's a good breed to get fat. I got a friend's got a fat black lab.
Oh, yeah. They're,
that's
well,
a
remember
good,
that big lab with the Rhodesian Ridgeback in it? He was pretty fat.
Yeah, he
Rhodesian
was fat.
Rhodesian Ridgebacks are
with,
straight
with
from the devil. Those
with,
are
with,
crazy dogs.
But with it was mixed with a lab.
I like a lab. Yeah. A fat lab with a nice 10-gallon head on it, too. Just big old head. You know, you whack it on top of it. Hey, to me, it's all about how much abuse can the animal take, how much of loving abuse. Yeah, 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 let me knock you over. Yeah, yeah, I like your belly. Yeah, you love that belly, don't you? Yeah, you know, like a lab
head.
That should be like 75, 80 pounds, but it's coming in about 125, 130. And animals, unlike people, animals are like black women. They look better with a couple extra pounds on them. I mean, it works. You know what I mean?
I so wish I were a black woman.
A black woman, not
look
only...
Look at their butts. Black women have the best... I have no butt. I can show you my butt.
First off,
directly.
You show me a black woman who's got 25 extra pounds on her.
They're beautiful.
She could be in her 50s.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know if she was 22.
Yep.
You wouldn't know. Show me a black woman that just got some extra, just enough to sort of just enough air so the balloon isn't sort of
deflated.
Sagging
yeah.
a little bit, right?
But black women are gorgeous.
Some cheek on her there.
Are you gonna give the white Scandinavian black woman comparison again?
No. No,
the burning bright light versus the sustained beacon.
Well, here's what I say.
Okay,
here's what I say. Let's be honest here. I'm not being racist here, but a hot blonde, hot leggy, blue-eyed blonde has a higher prime than a black woman. When she's in demand, that's right, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
When she's in demand, she'll fetch a higher price than a equally leggy black woman. Let's face it. But the candle burns bright, but it burns out. Sorry.
Hey.
I'm saying, whereas the black gal never has the peak that the hot blonde has at 19.
But the area under the curve.
She keeps going.
The area under the curve is longer.
I'm bigger. Saying, who do you want when they're both 50? You see
Dude,
what I'm saying?
I'm 31. I'm still okay.
Yeah, no, you're fine. You're closer to black than you are to the leggy. leggy Scandinavian I was talking about.
You're right, though. I had a Pilates teacher. How's that for an LA reference? Who is, she's 50 if she's a day. She's the most gorgeous black woman I've ever seen in my life. Her butt kicks mine out of the room. She's amazing.
Black women, they start getting, as they get a little older, they get sort of prouder looking or something, a little more dignified
They're
or something.
Strong.
White women just start falling apart. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Just, they don't get osteoporosis
to my own
either.
Race.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
Good times.
Charlene?
Mm-hmm.
You're 15?
Yeah.
I like a fat black woman I can knock over and work her belly over. You know what I mean? Who's my black woman? Come on, you are. And I rub their belly and their legs start moving.
Charlene, what's going on?
I'm bisexual and I don't...
You're what?
Bisexual.
Bisexual. At 15.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know what sexual you are at 15?
Well, like, I've met girls, I've been with girls.
You've had sex with girls?
Mm-hmm.
And with guys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you had... So you've had sex with guys, had intercourse with guys?
Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
13.
13?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have some...
Something's wrong.
Well, somebody, I think, like a peer messed with her. Did like, somebody mm-hmm. your own age, when you were like 5 years old, screw around with you a little bit?
My sister did.
Your sister did. There we go.
Your sister?
What did she do to you? We just know these things.
Like, made out with me and stuff.
Did she touch you and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay. Oh. Did somebody sexually abuse her?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with yes. How old is your sister?
19.
So she's 4 years older than you.
She was 9, you were 5, right?
Well, she's 5 years older than me.
But okay. You were 5, she was 10.
Maybe a little older than that.
6 and 11 when this was all going on. Approximately. There's not a big difference.
Okay. All right, so this happen more than once?
Yeah.
Okay, so this speaks volumes about what was going on in your family, which was not so hot. And you were traumatized and sexually abused by not just a peer, but your own sister. And that changes the wiring in your brain in terms of your sexual orientation. So that's sort of where the bisexuality stuff came from. What's your question?
Well, how I should approach my parents without telling them this.
So you're pissed at your parents.
Well, payback.
Yeah. What are you pissed at your parents about?
Nothing.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
What are you interested in? If you know it's going to flip them out, why do you want to tell them then?
Because they're going to be sending me to boarding school next year.
Okay, so that's what you're pissed off about, right?
Oh, no, I want to go.
Why do you want to tell them? Why does no 15-year-old tells her parents anything that has to do with sex?
Right.
What's up?
Yeah, because like, the boarding school has a rule against this.
So all the more reason you wouldn't tell your parents.
Listen, what's up? Come on, seriously. What do your parents do?
My mom's just a bitch around, and my dad's kind of an asshole.
Oh, I thought you weren't mad at your parents.
Well,
they were
wait
perfect.
A minute. She's a bitch. Your dad's an asshole.
Yeah, well, what's her to be angry about?
I'm just saying that's what they do.
Oh, I see. What's a bitch? You're an asshole.
Yeah, okay. You're mad at your parents. That's why you want to tell them you're a lesbian and send them through the roof.
Right?
Just admit that, please. Look. And now, I don't know why you're angry at them.
I'm getting more and more, like, problems here. Charlene, you been in hospitals or something?
No.
Why are you going to boarding school?
They don't like, they like, I'll go out with my friends and they're going to want and stuff like that.
Do you take medication?
She's acting out.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Are you supposed to be on medication?
I just don't know.
All right. Well, look, we don't got on all night. Charlene,
mm-hmm.
listen to the genius. Okay, you got some issues, some serious issues. That's fine. Everyone who calls this show has issues. But you can get into trouble here. You can get pregnant. You can get lots of chaos. Lots of trouble with the school, lots of trouble with authority, lots of trouble with your parents, and you can have a horrible next, like, 5 to 10 years.
5 to 10.
10 to 200 years.
That'll set up another 10 to 20 bad.
Yeah, yeah. Charlene, I know you're angry, and you should be, and I know your sister did things to you, and I'm sure someone did something to your sister, and I'm sure you should be angry at your parents, but you can't lash out against society and the man and your parents and all that. You got to get a little therapy.
You got some help, yeah.
You got to talk to somebody.
Really, and if you go to boarding school, go right, refer yourself right to the health services there. And, you know, you'll be away from your parents. You like that. You want that. Start taking care of yourself. It's going to take some work.
I don't mind the I wouldn't mind the acting out part against those who deserve to be acted out against, except for it does you no good.
Right.
I would be for it. Like, if your parents are bad people and it was time to sort of pay them back for whatever it is they did to you, whatever injustice went on in your life, I'm all right with that.
If you could effectively do it.
If you could do it without destroying destroying your life.
Yeah. See, that's what Adam lives
that's
by that credo. He's got a radio show and complains about his parents day and night. No, night, every night.
Yeah, you do what I do. You become successful. And
are you successful?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair. I'm literally a millionaire. Literally a millionaire. And then you lease your dad an expensive car.
What's this?
And then every time you come over to the house, you threaten to take it away. And when it comes time to drive, it's like, hey, old man, hey, no, give me the keys.
So you speak disparagingly of mom, grandma, and dad, and sister every night of the week on the radio, national
How
radio.
How dare you? How dare you? I don't say bad things about my sister. What?
Not every night.
No.
The other three every night.
How dare you?
No one else can see the disbelieving looks that are passing back and forth.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's payback time. That's all right.
That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
If you didn't want me to talk about you, you shouldn't have behaved so badly.
That's right.
You guys were separated at birth.
That's what I said.
Two of you. Mm-hmm. Separated at birth.
All right, so listen, everybody, become successful. That's the best revenge. Don't worry about just the
And if you possibly can, get a public forum so you can speak disparagingly of the people that mistreated you.
Thank you.
Including the high school teacher you don't like.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. What's his name?
Mr. Gregory.
Yeah.
Failed me from driver's ed.
Right. You have any messages? Any messages for him?
You old bald F, you can kiss my hairy ass.
How do you fail driver's ed?
You have Mr. Gregory.
Okay. I don't like
Jackass. Have fun driving that, what the hell? What the hell was he was driving? He was driving like a...
B210 with the...
Prius?
No, driving like a crap green Maverick around. Diarrhea green Maverick living in your crap hole and Van Nuys. Enjoy. I'm in the lap of luxury, Mr. Gregory. Kiss my ass. Trevor?
What's up, guys?
You're 19.
Hey, Adam, what should I do first of all? Listen to your show or watch Jimmy Kimmel? It's on the same time here.
Watch Jimmy, listen to us.
Yeah, just turn Jimmy's show on.
It's hard.
Well, you turn Jimmy's show on. And you get to watch what's going on. There's plenty
of
excitement.
If it looks interesting, turn it up. And, you know.
Yeah, during the commercials, you turn it up. During his commercials. No, you leave us up. You leave us up, but during our commercials, you turn him up.
Yeah, there you go.
I hear you. Hey, anyways, Ground for Life, one of my favorite shows. You know, Megan Price, I had to ask a couple questions real quick, but the one thing I have a problem with WB, the shows on, they had a couple great shows. I don't know where they just disappear out of nowhere. That there was a show, I don't even know the name, a Mexican Hispanic family from Tucson was on there for a couple of months, and now they're gone.
Beantown? I don't remember that one.
No, but there was another show that...
Well, Megan loves the racial humor.
But it was funny. They just disappear, and Grounded for Life is a great show, and I've been watching it
even
when it was on Fox.
You're afraid it's going to disappear?
He's afraid it's going to disappear out of nowhere.
If you spent too much money, it's not going to disappear. It's going to stay on.
I had to ask you a couple questions. I think you're a great actress. Did you do anything before this? I mean, were you on a stage, or did you do any TV shows, movies, films?
I was hatched right before. No, yes.
She
I
ran a kennel
I,
for many
yeah,
years.
Yeah, I've done Beagles. A couple of series. I did a series with Al Franken on NBC.
Oh,
that was called Late Line.
Oh, yeah, that was a good show.
It was a good show. It was a, thank you, it was a... political whatever. I don't know.
How is Al Franken?
He's fantastic.
Nice guy?
He's completely nuts. Yes, he used to my leg before every taping of the show. I was the leg Buddha.
Did he recite daily affirmations or anything?
No.
I'm good enough?
Oh, he's genius.
Enough?
There was one very great morning when Miguel Ferrer said, I can't work on this set. It smells like feet. It's horrible. I can't. Somebody didn't clean. Somebody something. It's awful. So Miguel starts to walk off the set, and then Al says, oh, sorry. I had scrod for breakfast. Scrod breath. Scrod
oh my
breath.
God.
Scrod breath.
Wow.
It was clearing the stage. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, I did do something before Grounded, but, yeah.
That was a good show.
Did you ever see it?
Yeah. It was political.
You're lying.
No, I did. I heard it was good. That's, you know.
That's enough?
Yeah, I knew guys who knew people said it was good. That's what I'm saying. No, once in a while there's a good show, like, you know, like there's shows like Andy Richter Rules the Universe or something that are good shows. It's just they don't exactly fall into... They're like some car that's not a sports car, and it's not a midsize. It's
but
not
you
a luxury
have to
car.
Have a brain to appreciate
and
it.
There's no slot to put it in.
Yeah,
it's like some.
Category.
Yeah, it's like you got your silverware tray, and you got a spoon that's too big for any of the slots. It's your best spoon, but what are you going to do? You got to chuck it. Doesn't fit in the drawer. See what I'm saying, Sweet
yes,
Pea? Now
absolutely.
Get in your drawer. Feed your dog and get in your drawer.
Don't talk about my drawers.
Brandon?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, nothing much. I stopped smoking weed about 9 months ago. Mm-hmm. And since then, my grades have gone to hell. And my concentration in class is crap. And I smoke weed every day before class. Now,
yeah, people typically get very depressed when they try to stop smoking pot on their own.
What was that?
Maybe you need to stop smoking.
Can't articulate yourself any better than that. Why do I got to pay for Drew's mistake, Anderson?
So, Brandon, not at all uncommon.
Not smoking smoke.
Are you doing anything else besides pot right now?
I drink maybe once every couple of weeks, but I don't really get hammered.
Nothing actively right now. You want any medication or anything?
No, not at all. And I've been going to therapy since I stopped smoking and everything
good.
Like that. And
excellent.
Life is really good. It's just my grades have gone to hell since I stopped
smoking.
Wait
a minute. How long's it been?
About 9 months.
You blame that all on the weed?
This semester, I'm doing a lot better than I was last semester. Last semester, I got 2 C's when I'd never gotten B's.
All right, listen, that first 6 months, I'm telling you, people really take a dump. And then you kind of come out of it, and you get very depressed, and people kind of come out on the other side. But it's a good thing you're seeing a therapist, provided that your mood does head back towards normal. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Let's tease this call before we go to break. Tiffany?
Yes.
You're 16?
Yes, I am.
Your boyfriend's penis is too small to give you an orgasm?
Yeah, it's a little too small, and it's not that small. I've only orgasmed once.
All right,
hold on.
Okay.
All right. Are people too close to the phone tonight?
I think she's on a cell phone.
Was your weird cadence night with the
full
girls?
Moon, full moon.
A full moon.
You know, she's in San Clemente. I wonder if she got the potassium iodine for San Onofre.
Oh, really?
You're supposed to get, you know.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Well, what, in case they blow up the nuclear facility?
Mm-hmm. They're issuing it around that area.
Let me ask
this. Are you serious?
I'm very dead serious.
Drew.
Yeah.
You notice everyone's driving slow tonight on the freeway?
Yes. Slow except for one guy zipping through like a maniac.
That was me.
Oh, it was you. Jesus Christ.
And just weird.
Stand tight, close together. Slow and close.
Slow and sort of bunched up, and the left lane was going the same speed as the right lane, and no one seemed to be sort of meandering herd tonight.
Yep.
Is this the traffic segment?
We talk about things that are important to us.
Well, here's the thing. Drew and I leave at the same time and drive the same way and do it every single night for years and years and years to this show. So you notice differences. And for instance,
last night,
no one was on the road.
Empty freeway.
Don't know why. Tonight, lot of cars and sort of driving along slowly, like there was a pace car or a cop out in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Don't understand the sort of strange cadences that people all seem to agree on.
Yeah.
And
it's
bizarre
also because it's not even Stormwatch 2003, which it always says when there's a sprinkling of rain, it's Stormwatch.
There's nothing going on, but there is a thing that sort of connects people a little bit on a subconscious level.
Yeah, why not? You know, any other animal.
I know. As I've said, all the ants will go nuts in my kitchen and then go away, and I'll never see them for 6 months, and then they'll all be sort of going nuts, like looking sort of frenzied a little, and then they go away.
Ants in your kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh,
I have ants.
Are you kidding? What? Where do you live?
Clorox wipes.
Beach. Live by the beach. You live by the beach?
No.
Clorox?
By the way,
after our
discussion about ants last night, everywhere I go, everyone's got a solution for ants.
Oh, really?
Borax and sugar and blah, blah, blah. Clorox wipes.
Clorox wipes.
What do you mean? I got to wipe everything with the Clorox.
It's a great thing. It's like a little tissue thing, and it comes out of a box.
It's what Jimmy used to wipe his ass with.
Jimmy, my partner, old partner, wiped his ass with one of those.
Clorox?
He thought it was the baby wipes.
His wife left the baby wipes upstairs, and then the Clorox wipes downstairs.
By
he got
toilet.
Used to using the baby wipes, and then next thing you know, he's taking a dump, and he grabs for the Clorox wipes. He's wiping his ass is on fire. I know. That's pain.
And he's bleached.
Yeah. I know. The only thing that made him feel better is I'd have to roll him over and work his belly. Who's a good host? Who's a good host?
All right. You can tip him over really easily.
He's easy. Yeah, he goes down easy. Megan. Megan Price is our guest tonight from Grounded for Life, WB.
Woo!
9:30 Friday nights. We'll be
pretty depressed when we try to stop some spucking.
We'll be, all right. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Megan Price is our guest tonight from Grounded for Life. She's a mom, in case you're curious.
Not
nine,
really.
9:30 Friday nights on the WB. All right, what were we talking about?
That sounds like a grunt. It doesn't even sound like a frog.
We've got a lot of... Megan was talking during the break about a little construction going on around her house. I got a lot of... they're digging up the street by my house, and... oh, with the beepers, the reverse beepers on the city trucks.
7:29 a.m., jackhammers.
Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm, let's see, my head, where my ears are, probably good, I'm a good 175 yards away from the vehicle that's making the beep sound.
Why does it need to alert you that it's going backward?
Yeah, I got earplugs in. I got the sound of the ocean machine kicked on the nightstand. And
well,
there's,
now, be fair, you're in a sensory deprivation tank by that point.
Yes, there is a wall and a bunch of tinfoil on the windows here. Why am I hearing it so clearly? And how loud must it be to the person who's directly behind the truck that may get ran over? And
I live on a dead end. What are you going to back up into?
Mm. Yeah, well, how loud does this need to be?
Yeah.
And my argument is, look, if someone is 8 feet behind this thing that I can hear from 200 yards away with earplugs in and they ain't moving, we don't need them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let's let Darwin take out the garbage. Just take them down. And here's the other thing. Give 5 beats, 5 good beeps, and then stop it. Let's not just have it go on forever. As long as the guy's in reverse, that's as long as it goes on. And sometimes they'll just leave it in reverse, put their foot on the clutch, and have a conversation with the guy out the window.
I think they like it. I think it's comforting.
Everything. Minivans have those things now. How many people were getting backed over before these things? It happened. It happened once in a while. Granted, but...
Probably still does.
It doesn't nearly compare to the overall pain that we all suffer.
Yeah.
You know, I would say that the one or two kids who gets run over on their big wheel every year gets backed over.
Deserve
these
it.
Are martyrs in our yeah. war against sound. They're heroes. Let's let them get run over. That's what I say. Tiffany?
Yes.
You're 16. What's up?
Okay. My boyfriend's penis isn't that small, but I haven't been able to get more than one orgasm.
More than one ever?
I've only had one.
During intercourse?
Yes.
At 16... All right, 16, like, you understand that's way ahead of the curve. Most 16-year-olds really? Do not have orgasms at all.
How far ahead of the curve can how far can one be ahead of the curve?
Well, to have it at all during intercourse is rare for 16.
That is pretty good.
That's way ahead of the curve. Yeah. Really?
But still one, only one.
Yeah, but so the most women never have orgasm during intercourse.
They
have
it. Amen.
What?
Yes, hey, most.
Men.
They have it just with oral sex.
He ain't lying.
What's interesting is women that have multiple orgasms.
Yeah, like Megan.
Consider it like they must be lying. How dare they? It happens so easily and naturally.
Yeah.
But no, most women it doesn't happen easily to them. They have
to. It's not his fault.
It's just you're growing. You know, especially at 16, the biology isn't sort of hooked in yet. And you're probably one of those people that won't really probably may not have orgasm frequently during sex.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Listen. Okay. What? You had an orgasm with intercourse through just having straight intercourse. The one you had.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about it?
Well, what was different about that than all the other times?
That's what we try to figure out. Like, I'm not sure what we did differently, but it just, like, it was, whoa. Right. I don't know what we did.
Well, tell them to slow down.
Okay.
All right.
So what about oral sex, which is what probably is going to...
Oh, there's no problem there.
All right. That's going to be... You're way ahead. Most 16-year-olds don't have orgasm at all. And then to have it... Oral sex would be most women, and then you're also having it with intercourse. That's way ahead.
Megan, you have anything you want to add to this?
Yeah, what are you doing having sex at 16? I think that's young.
Yes, it is. That's very young.
You still live with your parents, right?
Oh, yeah. Tiffany. Well, she had a boyfriend for a while. Tiffany?
Yeah, 7 months.
7 months.
What are you using for birth control?
We only use condoms.
Okay. Do you know what the morning after pill is?
Yeah, I have. We have to take those too. I go to Planned Parenthood.
So you keep that handy, right?
Yeah.
Where are you having sex?
His house.
Does he not live with his parents?
you know, he tries. I know. I feel really bad that I've already lost my virginity. It's
really.
No, I'm not trying to guilt you. I'm just saying that it just seems young.
Well, if you feel bad about it.
I do feel it is. I do feel I'm really young.
Interesting.
But I really feel like a strong connection between me and him.
All right.
Still, though, but she brings out an interesting point that we've never talked to women that wishes, feels as though she should have gotten rid of her virginity earlier. You know what I mean?
I had a friend actually who said, you'll never regret not having sex with them because you can always call them up next week and have sex with them, whoever it is.
Yeah, even if they're married and have like 10 kids and run Fortune 500 companies, like even 20 years down the road, you give the guy a buzz.
You're right over.
I think you run my freshman dorm. Can we have sex?
Yeah, especially if you're the one who wouldn't have sex with them.
Oh, yeah, he has escorted.
You get on that unfinished business. Yeah. You become what the Philippines were to MacArthur.
I'll be back.
That's right. I shall return. Oh, that's Schwarzenegger.
Oh, that's right.
That's what the Philippines were to Schwarzenegger. True. I'll be back.
I'll just create a modern reference for you.
See? I understand.
Laughing time is over.
He plays Lieutenant Bill Johnson of the Chicago PD. Come on, play that one.
Welcome to Gateway. We put people before technology. My name is Vance. What's your name?
I'm Detective John Kimball.
John Kimball. You can barely pronounce Kimball.
He says Sean instead of John.
All right. Barbara?
Yes?
I'm sorry, why don't they just call him Hans Higginstaller?
Yeah. Hans Schwartz, even.
Yes.
Schwartzbein.
Shotzi,
That's all they have to do. Then it'd be, you know, I'm Helmut Higginstaller, and I'm a detective. John Kimball.
I'm Detective John Kimball.
Can't even pronounce his last name.
Barbara.
Yes?
What's going on there?
Well, I started a diet about a week ago, and it's one of those high-protein, low-carb diets. And I'm wondering if I can safely swallow my boyfriend's ejaculate without any carbohydrate.
No, you're not. No one is that stupid.
She's another Stanford grad, isn't she?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't be this stupid, Barbie.
Well, I know it's that protein, but I'm not sure about the carbs.
Well, what do you think?
Pardon?
What do you think would be the equivalent to eating like a loaf of bread?
Well, if you
well, I have no idea.
If you baked it, it might rise up to.
But you know, I mean, I really got to watch the amount of carbs I take in.
First off, how'd you get to the point where you needed to be on such a strict diet anyway? I mean, if you didn't mind eating.
Pardon me?
Well,
if I didn't mind eating,
here's what I'm saying. How overweight are you or were you?
Well, I was about 70 or 80 pounds overweight 3 years ago or so. No, 4 years ago.
Right.
But now I'm about 30 pounds overweight.
Great. Congratulations. And you've been on the Atkins diet the whole time?
No. I went on the Atkins diet for a little while before, and then I went off the Atkins diet.
All right, aside from the fact that I'd like everyone under 18 to believe that there's 4,000 calories per teaspoon, the reality is there's about 2 calories.
No, I'm not asking about calories.
Listen.
So obviously, if there's only 2, if there's only 2
calories,
if there's only 2 calories, then there's about half a gram of protein, and that's it.
No, it's all mucopolysaccharides. It's nothing.
Now, what if your boyfriend hocked a loogie in your mouth?
That would be the same. That would be the same.
Barbara, I can't believe you're truly asking this question. You're 37-year-old
woman.
I wanted
him to ask the question, but they made me get on the phone.
Oh, okay. Right.
But I can't believe you want an answer to this question. But don't worry about it. That's the least of your worries.
Well, thank you.
It's a zero.
You have any kids?
Huh?
You have any kids?
They're grown, most of them.
Grown?
Sure, she's 37.
She must have.
They got kids of their own.
The youngest one's a teenager.
Sure. You got one. What? One. Oldest is 41?
No, the oldest one's a teenager, too. But he's a teenage adult.
Okay. All right. You know where they are?
Yes, I know where they are.
What do you mean she's a teenage adult?
She's more mature than mom.
She got a kid.
She's over 18.
She have any kids?
No.
She's pregnant?
No.
All right, baby doll. You take care.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye.
37-year-old mother, too, wants to know the carb count.
Yeah.
In the jizz. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Okay. She couldn't really meant it. She couldn't.
She had a bunch of jack-off guys putting her up to this.
All right. Cynthia.
Hey.
You're 37?
No, 23.
No, I'm sorry. You're 23. Go ahead.
You got 37 stuck in your head now. All right. Go ahead, Cynthia.
What's up?
I'm going to try to sum this up as best as I can. About a year ago, I started seeing this guy who was the complete opposite of what I normally go for, which is abusive, bad boys.
Mm-hmm. You normally go for the bad guys, or?
Normally, yeah. That's what I always want.
All right.
But this guy is decent, has a good job. Patient, kind, everything. He's just like quote unquote perfect. And I got pregnant almost right away. Ooh. He helped me through it.
With
I had
him.
An abortion. And then we're both drug users. He's only using on the weekends. We both use meth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just an everyday user. I have a chaotic lifestyle, a lot of problems and all that. He's the complete opposite. So basically, as the months went by, it was just a lot of problems between us. I was lying to him, and I kept up a lot of lies about still using and places I was going. I was saying the whole time that I wasn't.
All right, I got the picture. What's the question?
Yeah, well, now, after a year of all this, he's at the point where he doesn't want nothing to do with me. He doesn't want to see me, because every time he does, it brings up all these unresolved issues and just it gets him really angry.
What's your question? Reminds
him how long is it going to take for him to get over this to where he can be my friend, or at least
be your friend.
You shouldn't even be thinking about
it. Never, right?
Well, just get you. Listen, you got a lot of stuff you got to take care of right now. Mm-hmm. If you get into recovery and he gets into recovery, and you are able to sort of come together as healthy people, there could be a relationship here.
But it really bothers me that I can't even talk to him.
But Cynthia, in your disease, both of you are going to be a mess for one another. So you really need to get your sponsor, start working steps, go to meetings, stop using. And see where you end up. You might be able to make contact with him again.
Did you cheat on him?
No, I never cheated on him.
You just you're just too chaotic.
But he does sound like a perfect guy, though. Yeah, he only uses speed 4 days a week instead of seven.
No, he does meth on long weekends, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. But
he has a thing about lying, though.
Are you starting to have the paranoia, Cynthia, from the speed?
Well, not paranoia. I'm really depressed now. I don't leave my house. I basically just use.
Don't you start to think that people are talking about you or thinking about your trouble with the neighbors, that kind of thing?
No, at first it was like that. Now it's just more like a depression. And
how do you support yourself?
I'm on SSI.
Oh, why is that?
I have obsessive compulsive disorder.
You can get money from the government for that nonsense?
Yeah, my parents actually pushed me to do that, and I didn't think I was going to get it either because it's really stupid. But
all right, listen. What do you mean your parents push you to do that? Kick your dad right in the nuts.
Yeah, they said, well, you're not going to do anything else. You might as well collect money. So,
How much money do you get?
I get like $650.
What?
How often?
Yeah.
$650 what?
Monthly, every month.
A month.
Oh, that's good money.
Yeah.
That's where my tax dollars are going.
No, that's where mine are going. Yeah, yours are going to the prisons. Mine are going this and to buy missiles. All right, hey, Cynthia?
Yeah.
Get yourself clean, would you?
And call NA. Go to a meeting.
And how long have you been able to get the SSI?
I got it. I've been getting it for a year now.
And do they want anything from you?
No, they just they give it to you, but after a certain amount of time, they check in to see if your condition's gotten better and to see if you still need it.
Yeah, but you're just using the money to buy drugs, right?
Well, now I have to because I can't get it from my boyfriend anymore. But
yeah. All right, so the taxpayers just buying you drugs, essentially. Yeah. Okay, let's go now, baby doll. You pull yourself up by your own bootstraps.
You're allowed to move to Alaska, where they pay you $1,900 a year to live.
Yeah, do that.
Pay you.
Come on,
in Alaska.
And what's up?
Called the Alaska Dividend.
Well, I didn't know that San Jose was such an asshole, but apparently San Jose is just a real dump.
I was just up there. It's beautiful.
There's a lot of trash going on up there.
It's anything near Bakersfield.
San Jose is not near Bakersfield. It is disgusting.
San Jose?
Is that what you're talking about?
Bakersfield's disgusting. San Jose is kind of disgusting,
it's
too.
All, it's all industrial. There's like nothing.
San Jose?
Yes. Yeah. Now quiet down, Drew. San Jose, it's Mexican for meth lab.
All right.
It means of the meth lab. All right, Cynthia.
In Spanish. Not
don't
Mexican.
Worry about this guy. You get yourself some help, would you please, and become a productive member of society?
Call NA tonight.
All right. stupid goddamn parents crank out loser kids and then go, hey, get on SSI. Come on, everybody. Crappy, worthless parents.
Here we go. Going to break.
All right. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Megan Price is our guest tonight. She is from Grounded for Life, WB, 9:30, Friday night. Very smart woman, this Megan Price. Went to Stanford. Brains Woo. And looks. Yeah.
Yeah. Hot, let's, baby.
Let's,
she knows how to manipulate
the phones.
Adam.
Yeah. Working me like a sock puppet during the commercial. Jennifer?
Yes?
You're 19?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, first of all, I just want to say, wow, I'm actually talking to you guys. It's crazy.
Hey, Jennifer, yeah. San Jose is pretty nice, right? Parts of it? That's where, that's yeah, Silicon Valley. Yeah. It's like,
true. Kind of course we say parts
weird.
Of it.
What?
Kind of weird that you guys said that, actually. San Jose is really nice.
It's really nice. I don't understand what you guys are talking about.
I was just there. It's horrible.
Where? What are you
downtown
talking
about? Downtown San Jose is worse than any downtown I've ever been to.
All right.
Yeah. There's some cool buildings. There.
What are you talking about? There's an art museum down there? San
Jose
right. Road is there?
True. Don't worry about San Jose. Stop kissing San Jose's ass.
I was born and raised here. It's not that bad.
Oh, listen, it's fine. It's no Bakersfield.
The airport is convenient.
San Jose, that
airport
should,
is a pain in the ass.
That should
though.
Be your sign. We're not Bakersfield.
And we're not Sacramento.
That's right, or Sacramento. All right, go ahead, Jennifer.
Okay. So here's my deal. About 2 weeks ago, and I know I need to go to the doctor for this, but I just want to know what to expect.
Yeah.
I was having some pretty vigorous intercourse with my boyfriend, and now it seems like I felt something that hurt really bad, and we stopped, and later on that night I started bleeding, and then the next day I noticed that there was a piece of kind of thick skin that's hanging down.
Out of your vagina?
Yeah, just kind of
a
little bit. Really?
Well, you better hope it is. Or it's like your lower intestine or something.
That's
hymen, Drew.
Yeah.
Drew doesn't like it when I play doctor, but...
No, it's possible.
Or maybe it's part of his foreskin. It was so vigorous that he actually pulled his prepuce off. That happened
to me
once.
Well, I kind of pulled on it, and it's definitely attached.
Pulled on it, and then it snapped like a blind right,
so
on a window.
It may be something, maybe part of the hymen or something needs to be sort of removed.
Where is it now?
My real question is, what exactly are they going to do? Like, I'm really scared to go to the doctor. Like, I hardly ever go just because I don't like to be...
They're going
to
do a speculum exam, which you need to have regularly anyway since you're young and having sex. What are you guys using for birth control?
I'm the Depot shot.
Okay.
Depot shot. All right.
Yeah.
And then they may snip this thing a little bit if there's something. It won't hurt you if they do. And they may just look at it and let it be. But it sounds like you sort of... You may have... You may actually have torn part of the wall of the vagina. It's possible, I suppose.
Really?
Yeah.
So, is there some, serious health issues involved with this?
I doubt it. No, I think you're going to be fine.
Okay, yeah, because it doesn't hurt at all. Could it get infected easily?
That's the concern, but I suspect it's not even something that deep.
Hey, good times. Okay. You know, this guy's high-fiving.
Megan's husband's an ER doc. He gets to see stuff like this all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's seen some nasty stuff.
Oh.
He came home the other night and said that a guy actually cut off his own penis.
Oh, yeah. We see that all the time.
Really?
Not all the time. We used to see
they
that.
They had, this big confab about, is it morally right to reattach the penis that he doesn't want, or should we just leave it off because he's clearly crazy?
You got to be kidding.
They reattached it.
Yes.
And, in fact, the orders for the nurses were grab penis... every 30 minutes and squeeze lightly. And
really?
Also, there were leeches on his penis to bring down the swelling.
Yes. Oh, that's interesting.
Which, if you're crazy and you cut off your penis and then you wake up and there are actually leeches on said unwanted penis reattached to you, and now you have parasites on...
They're using medicinal leeches
yes.
now? I heard about that,
they
but
do.
I didn't think they were at just a county ER.
UCLA.
But what I want to know is...
What, Drew? Are you not using any leeches?
They do, to reduce swelling.
Absolutely, but...
On the penis.
Wait, Drew, you never used any leeches.
I'm not a surgeon. I have not used those. But I can't get past the fact that merely because it's a penis, we have to have an ethical discussion.
Well,
if he cut off his hand and he said, I don't want my hand anymore, they would have put it on. They would not... No questions asked.
I
that
think,
is so People do not understand psychiatry. It's amazing.
No, stop making fun of Megan's poor husband.
No, I'm making fun of UCLA and the bioethics department.
Yeah, there has to be an ethical discussion. Shall we not reattach?
I can't believe you put leeches on the guy's penis.
It reduces swelling.
So is an ice pack.
But who are you to say it doesn't feel good? Maybe it actually relieves.
Don't give Adam any suggestions, please. Okay. Please. If you have both your hands free, then, Adam, be sandwich and controller for the video.
Yeah. All of a sudden, though, it's like, I'm close. Then the leech explodes. Just pow. Like a shot of semen.
Okay.
Take that.
How many carbs does that have?
All right. How many leeches? Right? Really, they put leeches on the guy's penis?
Yeah, they're doing that.
I know. I understand they're making a nice comeback, but now, do they
so to speak?
Do they keep them? They just okay. I want to get more into that.
I know. I'd like to know how
because
they're
I want to know where they're keeping them and if they name them and it's like
train them.
Wait a minute, dude. I get the guy who cut off his dork's leech. No. I want a good leech. I want the vagina leech. All right, we'll be right back. Everybody, Loveline, I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Megan Price has joined us tonight. Megan is the mom from Grounded for Life, which is on WB 930 on Friday nights. And Victoria Silvstad will be in here, the Playmate of the Year a few years back.
Ow!
Tomorrow night. And then Greg Proops will be in here from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Ow!
A few other shows.
So you've got the Used coming back.
Oh, and the Used is coming back.
And then your buddy Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy, the hedgehog, is coming
attractive
back.
Attractive man.
Yeah. Looking guy. Yep. They didn't round him up in some safe house outside of Karaki or something.
Recently?
Yeah. Oh, there's another dude. It looked like him, though. Looked like him.
Oh.
That terrorist guy.
He did look like him, didn't he?
It was a great picture of the guy, too, because he had complete, he had that terrorist bedhead going in a big way. Those guys are great because they're hairy and they always have that mustache and the sort of 5 o'clock shadow going constantly. And he's the hairiest guy I've ever seen. He was wearing a t-shirt.
Short of
Ron Jeremy. He had hairy shoulders.
Yeah. He was wearing a t-shirt where the neck was completely yoked out, so it almost went around just his shoulders, and it was just this big line of fur carpet going all the way around.
I think he was going for the Flashdance look, actually, with the stretched out neck thing.
Yeah, probably had some stonewashed jeans or something on and some high Duran Duran boots.
Yeah.
Like a chain around him. Very fashionable, this terrorist. All right, so let's get back to the phones and speak to Jessica, who's 17. Jessica?
Yeah,
what's
I'm
up?
Right here.
What's up, baby?
Go ahead. Jessica?
Yeah, I had a big, big, big question. It's about either the Air Force or the Navy.
All right.
Air Force.
I'm going Air Navy. Force? I say Navy.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. What's the question?
Okay. After high school, I have the choice of going to college, you know, and starting my life. And I'm very independent, and I do everything on my own. Like, I pay for my car by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I work very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, we can't financially, you know, pay for college on our own, so that's where my grades and stuff would come in. Well, on my ACT score, I only got the highest was a 19. I don't do well on standardized tests.
Sure.
So for TOPS and all that, those scholarship programs, I don't qualify for most of them.
All right. How are your grades otherwise?
A's.
Well, so what she's saying is she needs to go into the military to get her college paid for.
All right.
Navy.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. Like, they both, like as for benefits and stuff, they both have the same.
Yeah.
And job.
My medical school class, half the people were in some sort of military, and the ones that went in the Navy were the sort of the happiest.
It was.
Yeah.
I go Navy.
Get on your knees, scumbag.
Yeah, that's what happens when you go in the Marines.
Yeah.
You go in the Navy.
Well, I don't know. It's like.
All right, go to the Air Force.
Why'd you call?
Go to the Air Force.
I'm so unsure.
All right. Well, we give our opinion, then you can.
Yeah, that was a great opinion. Yeah. Thank
you. You can take others.
It's great opinion.
Hey, Jessica, the opinion is I've known lots of people that did what you're going to do, and the ones that have been in the Navy have been happiest. Is that not okay for you?
That's cool.
All right, there you go. All right, you're going to have to make your own mind up. It's up to you.
All right. You may want to rethink your approach to standardized testing, though, because, you know, there are tests to take, especially when you get to college.
Yeah. There's tests out of everything. Like, I'm taking honors classes right now, so a lot of college courses I could test out of.
What did you do on your SATs?
I don't know. That all that stuff, I don't...
Hold on a second.
Not gonna tell you.
Jessica's the most pompous average intelligence person I've met in a long time. God, she's just so full of her own stink. Jessica.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not a great student.
What? I'm not lying. You think I'd lie?
Well, how is it? What month are we in?
What?
Shouldn't you have taken the SATs by now?
No.
What about the PSATs?
Yes.
Why didn't you take those?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because our school didn't say anything about it. Like, they don't push anything. Like, our school sucks. Our high school sucks. Like, the whole education process.
All right. What are you? What happened? You angry?
No, I'm not angry. I'm not. Not at all.
But you're a genius who's not having the opportunity to go to college.
That's bull. I'm anything but a genius.
Okay, then.
I'm
all right, but you're getting all A's in honors classes?
No, nuh-uh.
Okay.
Like A's, low A's, not even A's, pushing A's because I cheat.
All right, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Jessica's like a sociopath.
Yeah, she's a sociopath.
Jessica, something's up.
You're
a BS artist, is what you are.
Well, okay, yes, I can manipulate people, but that's not the issue.
You're not going to college because you're just an average student.
The reason you do poorly on standardized tests is that's where you can't cheat,
and you don't take them.
Work.
No,
harder.
I get freaked out whenever I find out like it's time to.
Yeah, you can't cheat. You can't cheat. When you're cheating, you cheat yourself, so you never learn. And then when it comes time to take the real test, you can't.
No. Like, what I cheat in is, like, Spanish. And there's not Spanish on the ACTs and stuff. Like,
I see.
That kind of stuff I already know.
Well, that's a decent argument that there's none of your good cheating courses represented on the test.
Right.
I would bring that up to a counselor. These are biased toward people. I mean, they have ones they claim that they're not sensitive to ethnicities.
Or cheaters.
That's a form. That's almost a religion.
That's discrimination.
But this was not the topic that we were supposed to discuss.
How dare they? All right, listen. Here's the thing. You're painting yourself like you're this great student who got gypped out of your college education because your parents are poor. The reality is you're a poor student who has poor parents. You need to go to the Navy.
Or maybe junior college for a while.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, if you ever were somebody to recommend a junior college.
Just go into the Navy, but drop the attitude, all right?
Okay.
All right, good times. Oh, my God. I knew something was up with her immediately with this. I get A's. Well, low A's. Well, not really A's.
I'm pushing A's. I get near A's because I cheat.
Wow.
I'd be failing if I weren't cheating.
Yeah. All right, Rob.
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yeah.
What'd you get on the SATs, buddy?
I haven't taken them.
Good man. I never took them either. And look at me now.
What?
A millionaire.
You don't think you went to college, do you?
Megan. Didn't go to college?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Clean carpets out of high school. Rob.
Yeah.
What's up?
Anyway, I love the show.
Thanks.
And, well, first off, I just wanted to know why you guys haven't had bets lately.
Yeah, good question.
No?
It's it didn't interest us anymore. We're actually too good at it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not that. It's most shows on radio are about sort of finding something that works and going back to it.
Yeah.
And we always forget to do that when we find something that works on this show. We'll gamble on some pass. We'll do that soon. Thanks, right. Rob.
Yeah, well, my real question was about cigarettes and how they biologically harm your body.
Well, it's in many ways. What are you specifically concerned with? There's sort of three basic issues. One is that they alter the function of the lining of your arteries called the endothelium and cause cholesterol to be laid down and the arteries to narrow and heart disease and strokes to come from that.
Okay.
There's irritation of the airways and breakdown of the airways causing emphysema. And then there's carcinogens, so the increased risk of mouth cancer, throat cancer, lung cancer,
and
colon
stinky.
Cancer. So there's, you know, there's this is has the real issue at your age is that it's also addictive, and once you're addicted or once you're dependent, it's very hard to stop using nicotine, and that's how you get all the cancer and heart disease. Mm-hmm. You keep using.
Yes. Yeah, so like, these things happen from just exposure to smoke.
What do you want to know? Are you smoking?
Yeah.
Yes, that's all you got to do. You smoke the cigarette.
Well, you expose yourself to smoke if you're smoking the cigarette, right?
Well, yeah, I know, but I don't know.
You mean take a pack rectally or something like that?
You're
like,
trying to figure out a way you can use nicotine without getting cancer?
Yeah, sort of.
You can use in smokeless tobacco and chew it, but then you get cancers of the mouth, throat, esophagus.
Yeah.
And not lung anymore, but you get other kinds of cancer. And you're more likely to get it than somebody who just smokes cigarettes.
Yeah, is it worse in a way?
Yeah, it's harder to stop. It's more addictive when you chew, and there's more likely to get cancer.
All right. Rob.
Yeah?
How about you start with those candy cigarettes that have the powder in them, so it seems like you're smoking, but you're not really.
More deadly for you?
The powdered cigarettes?
That's what I heard.
They're more deadly for you.
Because, like, I guess people, like, aspirate them or something.
Yeah, people that, like, are retarded or, you know, have no swallowing function. Yeah,
All right, Rob. All right, listen. Cigarettes are bad for you.
Yeah, I know.
All right. There you go. So, let's see if you can quit, all right?
Well, I also had one other quick question.
Nah, I don't know. Yeah. Your last question was so horrible. I'm not sure if you deserve a second. Spent 20 minutes telling you cigarettes were bad.
I know that they are bad, but, like, I just want to know, like, how they affected you.
All right, I just went through that. You got it all?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Bye, we're done with you, Rob.
All right.
A good time, though, buddy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, whatever! I tell you, we have the dumbest people in the world call this show. I will put our callers against any caller. Any radio show, national or local.
International.
We just called before, wanted to know how to get to college without taking the SATs, and then admitted she got the low A's, sort of A's, and the realm of A's, and only when she cheated, and then this guy wanted to know what was wrong with cigarettes. Mike?
Yes.
You're 25?
That's me.
That's right, but secondhand smoke. 55,000 Americans a year that kills. More than any terrorist bomb, Drew.
Mm.
It's a first-rate killer. First-rate. Secondhand smoke, if you count. You know, if you call not actually dying from something and really having any numbers tallied on it, a first-rate killer. And Drew, are you allowed to call stuff first-rate killers that aren't really first-rate killers and doesn't take away from things that actually are first-rate killers?
I don't know.
Bullets and machetes and things like that? Mike?
Yeah.
Go ahead there, buddy boy.
All right. I'm trying to figure out how I can, I don't know, I'm dealing with issues of self-worth right now. I was with a chick for only a couple of months. I was raised to, you know, not be promiscuous, and so this was the first chick that I had slept with.
Uh-huh.
And
are you religious?
Yeah, somewhat.
At 25.
So anyway, I was in denial about, I'm sleeping with this chick and I'm not married with her. So I was thinking, okay, well, I'm supposed to get married now. So we were trying to get married, but the thing was abusive and, I'm not going to hit a chick or anything. So when we would fight, she would kind of, beat me up and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. And, well, she's got some issues.
Well, I know she's got a lot of issues, but I'm over that. I know she's got a lot of issues. I'm working with mine right now.
All right.
And I'm trying. I feel like she's always around the corner. Like she's always, and she's not. And, I changed my phone number, and now every time I get a call with blocked caller ID, I'm freaking out because I think it's her trying to catch up with me.
You pansy!
Oh, wait a minute. You, hold on a second. You guys broke up.
How long ago?
November.
4 months ago, 5 months ago.
You were only together for a couple months, right?
Yeah, I know, but this was, this was
first
a big deal
one.
To me.
First one. Yeah,
I understand, but did she break up with you or did you break up with her?
No, I left her.
You left her.
I was trying to,
when she said, get out of here, I'll kill you.
I would sit there and, take the beating and stuff and try and deal with it later to show her, hey, I'm a good man. You don't need to do this to me, and hope that it would quit later. And
all right. Well, Mike.
Mike, you don't understand how people work. That's the problem.
Yeah. She was abused, I'm sure, growing up.
Badly.
This is how it manifests itself. But
so
all
she'll
right.
go find somebody to abuse her now.
But, she's almost wanting in her own weird way for you to strike her back.
Yes.
So here's the thing, Mike. You broke up with her. When's the last time you spoke to her?
She called me a couple weeks ago, and that's why I changed my phone number.
Good.
Okay.
Why did she call you?
Because she wanted to pretty much rub it in my face that she's got another boyfriend and she's sleeping with him. And she told me that she was going to sleep with as many guys as she could after we broke up so she could get back at me. And, like, that's real mature.
Okay.
She wants a fight.
Get back at you for what?
Not punching, not counter-punching.
Mm-hmm.
So playing rope-a-dope.
Really sick person. Really sick.
All right. So, Mike, listen to me. I'm a genius and my head is not clouded with that retarded religion. Okay? So I can think clearly.
All right.
All right. You got off to a slow start in life. You met someone later, or relatively late in life. Where most people are going through this in high school. You're going through it in your mid-20s. Fine. It's behind you now. You don't have to act like damaged goods. You went out with someone for a couple of months. You've been broke up for like 4 or 5 months now. So she screwed up. She's going to leave a nice trail of screwed up people behind her, and that will not be you, okay? You're free to move on. You don't have to be paranoid.
The next move, though, she's going to make is she's going to try to hurt herself and play the sort of wounded child to try to suck you in.
Maybe.
That's the next move.
Well,
like
if you don't pick up the phone and you don't return her calls and you don't dance with her,
you got to make sure you make sure you don't cross her path.
I don't understand the changing. I don't understand where the paranoia comes from, Mike.
It's anxiety.
It is.
She's so under her skin, his skin, that he feels he's lost in it and that he might get sucked back in. So,
he broke up with her, and it's been months.
Bad boundaries here. Bad.
Let me ask Mike. Mike.
Mike?
Well, yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you ever go for the vengeance fantasy whack? You know, you're thinking of her. You're thinking of you're touching yourself. You're thinking of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just want to get that straight.
Yeah, good times, right?
Yeah, good times.
Oh, my God.
God knows I've gone for
my God.
I've only done like 2,700 of those in my life. Oh, yes. I don't think you've not been the subject of many a man's vengeance whack.
Only 14-year-old boys.
Guys do that. No. Ex-boyfriends.
You think?
Oh.
College roommates. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Engineer Anderson. They've all done it.
I just met her. I had no idea who she was.
Yeah, you're still
I saw you through the window.
But still, we're able to squeeze one off during the last break.
Nasty.
All right, poor. Look, religion is fine, and protecting your kids is fine.
No, this is more than just religion.
But this
very heavy.
Listen, grew up in a bubble.
You want to ask him about his family?
Just no.
For interest's sake, it's going to be a crazy, like you know, clergy and a
really
rigid abuse and
Mormon,
stuff.
Mormon, Catholic.
I don't know about type, but
Mike.
Yes.
What about your family?
Well, it's not the stereotype there. My parents stayed married the whole time, and, you know, I grew up with all my friends telling me that's weird because all their friends are, you know, they're...
Yeah, but what were they like? Were they really, like, uptight, rigid, involved?
They were strict, yeah.
Yeah, really strict.
To me, it was, you know, discipline.
And what did they do to you? Ooh. What did they do to you when you needed discipline?
Go, Drew.
When I was a kid, they would spank me. When I got older, they would yell at me.
Oh, yeah. And would it all revolve around religious themes?
Sometimes.
Were they clergy or real highly involved with the church?
No. Well, they would do music stuff, but they weren't like clergy.
Mm-hmm.
They were like choir types.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Mike.
Yeah.
You're on your own now. You're an adult. You're free. You're fine. You don't have to.
Well, he's a survivor of abuse.
A little therapy wouldn't hurt, all right, buddy?
Well, my thing is I overthink everything, and so I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Mike, you don't know anything. All your thinking is going to spin from the perspective of a traumatized person. You don't understand these things, so don't try to overthink it.
All right. Therapy.
Yeah.
No problem there. Katie?
Hi.
You're 16. What's going on?
First of all, I want to say, what's wrong with Sacramento?
The airport just sucks.
How dare you compare it to Bakersfield?
No, wait. Seriously, the airport there, those Southwest lines,
uh-huh.
You've seen those lines that go all the way out into the parking lot and down the street there to the international terminal a block away?
Yes.
I mean, it's...
Oh.
It was great. It's pretty nice.
All right. Well, wait till the heightened security hits the Sacramento airport. Southwest.
It's actually a beautiful airport, but they have two X-ray machines for the entire airport.
Look, the last time I flew Southwest, I sat next to a guy with cut-off sweats and a tank top.
Dude, I flew Southwest.
They're wearing slippers.
I flew Southwest from Arizona, and I'm sitting, like, in the very back of the plane, very middle row. I mean, horrible. The seat doesn't even recline. And these two little boys are behind me, and they're going, dude, I think that's the hot mom from Grounded for Life.
Really?
And the other guy goes, dude, if that was the hot mom from Grounded for Life, she'd have her own plane. Yeah.
I do. And one good thing about flying Southwest, when people recognize you, they go, what are you here?
Yeah, exactly. Why are you here?
Why are you in seat 32G?
It's really like showing up at the drunk tank somewhere. What happened to you?
Hi, sorry. Just turned in a couple of tricks. I don't know what
Katie? Yeah,
suddenly I'm in.
All right. So we all love Sacramento. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Yeah, I want to say hi to Megan. Say your show's really great.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Very funny.
Thank you.
Okay. I had a question. Is it an actual fact that a guy's testicles hurt after they ejaculate?
An actual fact? No. That's a relatively usually there's relief after they ejaculate.
Okay. Well, because
some guys get a spasm of the pubococcygeus muscle and they can get kind of a visceral pain afterwards, kind of an aching pain.
Okay.
And that's some guys get that, some don't.
Okay. And I have like two more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I was watching something on the Discovery Channel the other day
about
worms in the body.
Worms, yeah.
And like a whole bunch. And I started freaking out, and I really want to go to my doctor and have him like check me out.
Look, we don't have them.
Were you high?
No, but it was really disgusting.
Yeah.
We get strongyloides or Ascaris lumbricoides or
Platyhelminth
or something. But listen, this country, internationally, it's a problem. This country, not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's because of we're so oppressive, and we like to be the police for the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I wanted to ask Anderson how he finds the drops and the sound effects so quick.
I'm a genius.
There you go. He's worm free. He's been worm free since 97.
Okay.
That's what he tells the ladies.
That's great.
All right, baby doll. You'll be fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, can I say one more thing?
No. Yeah.
I liked her.
Oh, really?
Give her one more thing.
All right. I wish they'd pull a giant tapeworm out of somebody. I always think that's cool.
They do. We do. They used to do that.
I know, but you don't see it so much anymore.
Yeah. You pass the proglottids.
How do you pass proglottids?
Big pieces of
snake comes out of you.
Pass out, yeah. Pass
and
out.
I love hearing the stories. Like, oh, the biggest one they got is like 6 feet and stuff like that. But how wide around is it?
Were women in the 70s, though, like taking tapeworms orally?
Yeah.
There was like some kind of tapeworm
They're coming back with leaves.
Katie, what was the one more thing?
Thank you, Drew.
Yeah.
I just want to comment real quick and say that when you were in Florida last week, you sounded very different on the phone. I couldn't believe it was you for a long time.
Well, the phone line was kind of screwed up. And
yeah, but you sound like a 16-year-old boy. It was very weird.
Maybe that was Denny Terrio and his dance fever that was going on in the background of that whole goddamn show.
But
we're over there calling in from a club.
I just want to say,
how dare you?
Hi to and
yeah, you see, Drew?
Yeah.
See, this ready to get back so she could give a shout-out to Bowie?
Who's Bowie?
Billy.
That's our point. I thought you said Bowie.
I heard Bowie.
I heard Bowie.
Katie, did you hang up?
No, I did not.
I just cut both of them. What are you guys doing it again?
Oh, Anderson cut them both out. But what was the name of the person you gave your shout out to?
She said Bowie.
Bowie.
All right. True. You ever get tired of being wrong?
Never.
That's the only time you're ever right is when you admit that you're not tired of being wrong.
That's right.
All right. We'll take a little break here. Megan Price is our guest from Grounded for Life, and we'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Megan Price is our guest tonight from Grounded for Life, which is on 9:30 on Friday nights on the WB.
Ribbit.
Victoria Silvstad is in here. Who's definitely
Excuse
not the
me.
Same person as Megan.
Tell Megan your WB story.
I would like written apologies from all the people, including you, Drew.
I'll give you one.
Drew and I just...
I didn't know better, at least. I had known
Drew
better.
And I got into TV about eight years ago, and we knew nothing. Drew was fresh out of the hospital, and I was fresh off the construction site. And we didn't know anything. And people would tell us, no, do this and do that, and here's what's funny, and this is going to be a funny promotion.
Well, you guys were on TV, right?
MTV, yeah.
Yeah, MTV. We were just getting started. And so... who we now know as idiots were telling us to do things, and I would say, well, I don't know anything about this stuff, but this seems bad to me. This doesn't seem right.
I remember you going, guys, just give me a second. Just give me a second. I'll come up with something better.
Give me a second. I'll come up with something better. And they would go, no, this is good. This is tried. This is true. This is proven. Just do it. And I would look at Drew and go, I don't know. I don't think this is any good. And Drew would go, well, let's just do it. Just do it. Just do it. And I didn't know Drew was an idiot back then either, because he was like, well, he's a doctor. He's got to be smart, you know. And they had us do all kinds of stuff. We had to do media training.
Oh, yeah.
Spend a whole afternoon down at Nyman, Bragman, and Caffarelli learning how to speak.
Those are my publicists.
Yeah, they're horrible. Learning how to speak to interviewers. And I would say, well, just tell them the truth. Oh, no. No, don't say... don't say kids, say young people. And so
I love that stuff. It's so silly.
Doing mock interviews and stuff. And I was just announcing to everybody that this is a worthless endeavor, that I'm going home, that you're
also,
all idiots.
Though, isn't there also a huge point of, like, if someone really is paying attention to how you're referring to young people, they must be bored. How do they really pay that much attention to...
I have no idea. We were doing mock interviews with a guy who was an actor who was there to ask us hard-hitting questions.
You had to practice?
Yeah. Well, not me. Not me.
Well, you did. You told him you...
Kiss my ass.
Yeah, he basically said kiss my ass.
Well, yeah. First interview, I never said a word.
Yeah.
You remember that one,
yes,
Drew?
Yes, you wouldn't talk. You put your hat down.
You put my hat down and leaned back, and I just said, I'm not talking.
You're one of the cool kids.
Well... I knew it was a waste of time even when I didn't know anything. And Drew wouldn't support me. And the second one, I told a guy to kiss my ass or something. And I don't know what the hell. I didn't even know what I was thinking. I just knew it was bad. And we did a promo when we were in Chicago when we were going to be on WB. And they were like, it's the WB.
No, they
and
did
I
not.
Said, hey, fellas, that is the world's... That, not since New Coke have I heard an idea this bad.
You actually just gave me hives. Just
and they were like, no, this is our new campaign. So how's it going? And I was like, it's the that was one extra dubba.
It's 12, I think.
It's the WB. It was like 7.5.
Yeah.
And I kept saying to the guys, are you guys retards? This is a horrible idea. This campaign will be gone before this makes the... Let's just stop it now. Here's all I'm saying about these things. I don't mind the retard that comes up with the idea. I don't even mind the retard that says this is a good idea. Let's go ahead and do it. I just want people to stop at a certain point. You don't have to see horrible ideas all the way through to the end. I was raising my hand saying, this is horrible. Let's stop now. And they're going, let's do it. Just do it. And so anyway, it was the world's worst campaign, and it was on for like 6 months. It annoyed the hell out of the nation and then slowly slinked away to a certain death. And here's all I'm saying. I want them to apologize to me.
I want them to apologize to me because moving from Fox, where they're like, ooh, be wacky for the promo for your show. It's a comedy.
Oh,
then you go to the WB and they're like, turn on the wind machine. Let's put her in the lingerie.
Uh-huh.
It looks
really
sexy. And you have to like make love to the camera with a wind machine. I'm like, hi, is anyone aware that I'm a complete dork?
Yeah, and you got a nice rack on you and your ass.
Well, yeah, and it's real, you know.
Yeah.
It's the only non-silicone chest and... Hollywood, but whatever. Yeah, so play that up and look sexy. Right now, try to look sexy. How do you look sexy?
You didn't have to say WB, though.
Absolutely.
Maybe you guys could together ask for an apology from WB. Head on down to Warner
Don't
Brothers.
Make me look sexy and don't make Adam say WB.
I like to take that frog and put an M80 up its ass. That's going to be my retribution.
You need a brain vacation.
Oh,
remember that?
Don't get me going.
I've said so many. Hey, you're watching Grand for Life on Chicago.
What's up with promos, though? I mean, who writes promos? Do they just go to like special schools or something and just hire kids who hold a crayon with their fist to pound these things out? I mean, can't they get
really
human beings?
Crayon. No, they can't. It's apparently not possible.
Oh,
you have to say things like, "Hey, coming right back at you."
Who says
that?
Loveline would do stuff like, "You need a brain vacation." I don't even know what that means.
What?
Yeah, that was a promo.
Idiots.
And Adam,
watch our show if you're stupid.
And Adam made one of the best comments at that point. He said, "Gentlemen, I will say this. After fighting with them for half an hour, I will say this. But history will not be kind to this."
That's
Do you
right.
need a brain vacation?
No, please. Don't get me fired. I'm going to get fired. I'm sorry, yelling at Crew now. Jeff?
Who's
Crew,
smoking?
Crew, who would not back
bongs.
Me. Would
hey,
not
what
back
did I
me.
Know?
Nothing.
That's right.
You were taking a brain vacation.
I was green.
You're green.
I was so green, I was like chartreuse.
You're brown because you crapped yourself. You're so scared.
Oh, that's lovely.
Jeff?
Yeah?
You're 19.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I have a question for Megan. I was wondering what you think of Fox dropping obviously funny shows like yours and Family Guy. I mean, Family Guy.
Oh, I love that Family Guy. How dare they drop that? I mean, I don't care they dropped the Megan show, but Family Guy, this is an outrage.
Unacceptable.
I love that show.
It's way cheaper to get kids singing bad music and whipping their heads around and snapping their fingers. It's cheaper.
Well, yeah, I prefer Family Guy. I signed a petition on the internet. There was over 100,000 signatures.
Wow. For the Family Guy?
Yeah.
What about Grounded for Life?
Haven't checked that out.
Yeah, but it's
hey.
On. Hey! Grounded for Life, goes, it goes on, though.
The WB.
Yeah, it's on WB.
Yeah, watch on the, you watch on the WB. Oh, you're in Canada?
It's good. It's racy.
Thank God you love that Family Guy, though.
I don't like wavering from the Fox too much, so.
Hey, come on. Come over to the WB.
Screw Fox. What do they do for you? They cancel the Family Guy? They cancel Grounded for Life? Come on. Go over to WB.
Oh, I'm a lazy stoner.
I don't. You don't have a remote?
We have lots of shows about marijuana, so I think you should definitely watch
Yeah. Them. All right, Jeff. Jeff started
off.
He can't track. But he started off as a fan. Start off with...
He was energetic.
Why do you think they cancel cutting-edge comedies like Grounded for Life and Family Guy? And then it went to, I love the Family Guy. Then it's like, screw you and your show.
I can't change the channel.
Start off as a pretty good fan of Megan's by the end of the call.
Lonely stoner by the end.
Poor me.
Yeah, it's like he hadn't heard of you by the end of it. All right. That's a stoner show. Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
You're 38?
Yes.
Smoker?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
It's a bad sign when I can tell you're a heavy smoker by hearing you say, mm-hmm.
You got me off guard. I was actually swallowing liquid in a bottle. So.
Beer. There
no,
you go.
Actually, it's a wine cooler.
Wine cooler. Okay. Bartles and James. Okay.
Oh,
here we go.
Lad.
Good times.
Yeah, it is Bartles and James.
Ooh, but you are a classy gal.
She's Thank from, where in Oklahoma are you from? Oklahoma City?
No. I'm halfway between Tulsa and Muskogee, and I call it hell.
Muskogee. Anyway. Where are you from?
Dude, I grew up in Norman.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
I know.
Wow.
I grew up in El Paso, Texas.
I got out.
And I moved to this little town in Oklahoma, and it's like, oh, my God, what's wrong with these people?
So just smoking some Salems and putting back a wine cooler.
And, you know, breeding with their cousins.
Nice.
Yeah. Those jokes weren't a joke. Oh, my God.
Bah.
Anyway,
right. sort of a cross between Count Dracula and a goat. Her laugh.
That just got a mental picture that I don't even want to think about.
All right, Kathy, what's up?
Don't go there. Don't go there, baby.
Yeah,
Adam will drop trap you do.
I'm this close to dropping trap.
I'll drop a house on you.
All right.
Everybody thinks I'm a witch, and it's like, no, I'm just a bitch. Uh-huh. They can't handle the truth around here.
All right.
No, well, we can't. Adam, I want to marry you. Are you married?
Yeah, but I'll get divorced and listen. My wife would understand.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I like Liz. She's from Muskogee. Mm-hmm. She smokes cigarettes and she drinks wine coolers.
Bartles
all night.
James, yeah.
People think she's a witch. Now, come on, baby. You understand. If Julio Iglesias came calling, yeah, I'd understand if you went off with him.
Well, there you go. But if it's just me, then no, I don't think you'd understand.
I don't know. You sound hot. You
right,
sound
Kevin.
Hot.
What's going
and
on?
I'm
there?
Never wrong. I'm never wrong.
What's no, you're cool? never wrong, Adam. You aren't. But
describe yourself.
So
describe yourself, baby.
I'm about 5'4". Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm down to 110 pounds, which is actually too thin for me. But I went through a very stressful year. I've got green eyes, very fair skin, kind of dirty blonde hair that
sorry,
somebody
crack.
Told me was red today.
Red, banded.
Dark eyebrows. Yeah. I used to have a butt, but it disappeared somewhere, and I'm still looking for it, apparently.
Well, if I find it, I'll give it a
know,
slap.
Let me know, would you?
Yeah.
I never want it back. It was huge.
All right, babe. What'd you start doing? Meth?
No.
How'd you lose the weight?
Correct.
I was actually put on a drug, an experimental drug, at our local mental health institute.
Wow.
It's now being examined as a weight loss drug.
What's it called?
Topamax.
Topamax?
Yeah.
It's an anti-seizure medicine.
Yeah. You want to know who put it on?
It's also a mood stabilizer, though. It kind of suggests that perhaps they were concerned about bipolarity here.
Yeah, but you know who did the prescribing?
The man.
An Egyptian from Cairo, no less.
Oh, how dare he. But are you bipolar?
Damn it,
Egyptian. That's what they're labeling me now. It used to be manic depressive, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, we got it. Okay, what's the question?
Actually, I have acquired a lover for the first time in, like, a year.
Does that mean a male?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I did go with a female, and I found out, ooh, I'm not gay.
Drew was thinking animal, actually. It wasn't a gender thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Pervert.
Yeah.
Bah.
Yeah.
Oh. And you're Jewish, right?
No.
Are you?
No, I'm Italian. But
now you're Italian. Okay. Well, I'm Irish, so there we go.
There we go.
And
so.
Anyway, so this guy.
I'm Italian and Irish. That's kind of.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Somebody dipped in that love thing.
Drink a lot and make pasta.
Hold on, Drew. When's the last time you did that?
Like what?
No. There we go. What's your nationality? What is it?
Russian,
huh? Well, I'm Italian, so there you go.
Enough said.
Huh? Yeah, we all got nationality, don't we?
Oh, my gosh. All right, Kathy, let's get on with it here. What is the question?
Go and play with
Kathy.
Megan sounds hot, too. And if I really was gay, I'd probably date her just by her voice alone.
Yeah. Sure. What's with the spelling of your name, Megan?
My name
is spelled funny. Shut up. Don't get in it.
Tell me it's Celtic. It's Celtic or something like Donald.
No, my mother is an astrologer.
All right, here we go. All right, Kathy.
A goddamn break here, Drew.
Hey.
I want to finish up.
Kathy, what's the question?
Spelling of your name, you idiot.
It actually is an actual problem I have. I'm really fond of this guy, and he always wants to, you know, see the back view.
Mm-hmm.
Because I figured out you guys are looking in the mirror all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why chicks are always, you know, like the
Kathy, just for a second, stop with the editorials. What's the question?
I have a hemorrhoid.
Okay.
I think.
All right. She's
how do you get sexy when you're worrying about something falling out of your ass?
How do you do what when you're worrying about something falling out of your ass?
How do you act sexy when you're worried about a hemorrhoid popping out?
Well, why don't you be honest, and maybe that'll discourage him from
going that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and maybe use a little Anusol in the meantime, hot baths. And
I got some preparation H, and I'm going.
Good girl.
It'll head on down.
What are you doing for work these days, Kay?
I don't work. Oh. I'm applying for SSI, considering that most of Oklahoma is on SSI. I figure I got a good chance.
Bipolar.
All right, baby doll.
Yeah, we can never finish the program. I heard you say that one night, Drew, and it was like, isn't that the truth?
That's pot.
Listen, what did your parents do something horrible to you growing up?
No, actually, I had some very nice parents, but my brother was a complete ass. But, you know, just a normal thing.
Yeah.
My mom was a teacher. My dad was a preacher. You know, preachers, girls.
All right.
I'm having nightmares tonight.
Drew, at what point do we just start putting people down in this country?
When you're in charge.
Yeah. I'm going to show up. I'm going to be like the SS showing up to Anne Frank's house. Like, you called for SSI? Mm-hmm. I'll be looking over my shoulder. We have some papers we'd like to review. I'm screwing on a silencer underneath my black trench coat. Mm-hmm. What is that over there? And then just pistol right to the back of the head, unscrew the silencer, wipe the place down, and make my way back out to the unmarked van.
You want to go out later?
Yeah, it's hot, isn't it?
Yeah.
But think about the utopia we'd be living in just a few short years.
Just all the bad people gone, only us perfect people left.
Well, I look at it this way. I look at this country as a car that's stalled. Neither you're behind it pushing or you're dragging your feet, and you're in it, and you're listening to the stereo and running the battery down. And anybody's doing that, they get the silencer. All right? Megan's with me. We'll get into spelling her name during the commercial break.
All right, fair enough.
All right, we'll be back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Victoria Silvstedt, the big hot playmate, will be in here tomorrow night. He's doing something. I'm not sure what, but we'll find out tomorrow night. Megan Price is in here tonight.
Not the playmate.
And she is from Grounded for Life, WB 930. And we were asking about her name because she spells it with a Y. She was explained during the break that she has a kooky mom. Actually, she didn't say kooky, but I labeled her kooky because she's into numerology and that kind of stuff. You're not any of that garbage, are you?
No.
She's a scientist.
I'm a scientist. You know,
social scientist.
Yeah, you're smart.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's really very hot. It's just like the Playmate. Although I'm wearing a very sexy little undergarment.
My mom was into Biorhythms for a while.
No.
She had that wheel.
Did you have that thing?
I didn't. She did.
My mom had that calculator that had Biorhythms on it.
Well, my mom didn't have the calculator. She had like this wheel. You turn around, and it was like, she's like, you want to know what your Biorhythm? I was like, listen, you're always having an extra critical day. So, by the way, you're on welfare. You're getting food stamps. You haven't left the house in 5 years. Does it really matter if you're having a tough Biorhythm day?
My mom's convinced she's going to win the lottery. That's her career.
If she does,
goal. She's going to win
the
lottery.
Based on her neurology or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, if she does, call us.
Okay.
Well, then I'll change my feelings
your mom's
about
been,
all this
she's
right
been
there.
Playing the lottery for a while, right?
And she's like, honey, I'm going to buy your house for you. Okay. All right. When you win that $100 million, go ahead. Give me a call.
Here's what I love about people like this. They do not let the sort of their horrible success record interfere with their beliefs.
They don't reality doesn't intervene in their beliefs in any way.
Right.
It has like, no place.
No.
Your mom's a numerologist. She knows the numbers. She has an edge inside. We're all just taking our kids' birth dates and our license plate numbers and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, no, she's got my brother-in-law buying tickets in Texas because Texas has a bigger lottery.
She's got it all worked out. But here's the question. When's the last time she hit, and for how much, and how long has she been doing it?
I think it was in the 4th century, and she was an Italian opera star at that point.
Oh, yes.
That was when she hit, yeah.
Yes. Strapone. Great.
Yeah. All right.
Spelled with a Y.
Amy?
Uh-huh.
Amy, I'm sorry. You're 19. What's up?
Okay, I was listening to the show a few nights ago, and Dr. Drew said that Vioxx can impair implantation.
That's true.
Okay, does that have a long-term effect?
No, it's just while you're taking it. Just while you're taking it.
Okay.
So my point was that there was all this foolish preoccupation with the morning after pill being an abortion pill.
Right.
Theoretically claiming that it somehow impaired implantation when in reality it doesn't interfere with implantation any more than any other birth control pill, and for that matter certain anti-inflammatories like Vioxx and Celebrex and probably Bextra too, though I haven't looked at that package insert.
Well, you know, who was it? Kmart? No, who was the big guy?
Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart.
They sent us an apology, didn't they?
Did they?
No.
They got to stop selling Vioxx, right?
That's
in their
right.
pharmacy.
And birth control pills of any type.
That's right.
Because they took the morning after pill off the shelf because it's an abortion pill, which it is not.
Yeah.
It just prevents ovulation like birth control pills.
Yeah.
You just can take it after sex for up to 3 days after sex.
Stupid people wanting to write letters. All right, Amy, you're fine there, baby doll, except for you're living in Bakersfield.
We just played Bakersfield.
Other than that, you're fine.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thanks.
All right. Let's talk to Jamie, who's 20. Jamie?
Hi.
What's up?
I'm kind of confused as to whether I was date raped or not.
Uh-huh.
I liked the person. I knew the person. I went to visit them. And at one point I said that I couldn't handle it and they didn't stop. And
so how long ago did this happen?
Thanksgiving break.
Ooh, several months ago.
Yeah.
All right, from you're on break from school?
Yeah.
Well, what exactly happened? I'm not getting a clear picture of this. You went up, you stayed with this guy?
I met him over summer because I did a road trip, and we went to Vegas because that was like a big stop. And we were just in Vegas, and I ended up meeting this person, and it was like one of those, like, amazing things that only happens in movies, you know, like, you meet someone.
Yeah, but tell me about the rape part. What happened?
Okay, so the first night we were together, but we didn't have sex because I didn't want to have sex.
So you said you were going to come out and visit him?
Yeah, and then, like, I went back to college.
Where'd you go to visit him?
Well, when I came home for Thanksgiving break, I live in Orange County. I drove out to Las Vegas to visit him.
All right, he lives there.
He lives there.
Yes, okay. And you went out to visit him. You stayed with him. You'd been talking to him on the phone before that.
Right. I brought a friend. We hung out. Like, we went to a bar or whatever.
Yeah.
And I didn't really drink anything. And then we came back.
Just do it! All right.
Went to sleep on the couch. And then we went into the other room.
Yeah.
And, like, before I knew it, like, stuff was happening. And, like, I mean, I kind of knew it was going to happen, and I thought it was going to be okay because I wasn't a virgin, and I was like, it's cool, whatever. But it just, like, it was a lot more than what I expected. Mm-hmm. And it It hurt a lot more than I expected, and it was just overpowering, and so I said, I need to take a break.
So you're having intercourse with him,
right?
And everything, you're a willing participant up until this point.
I couldn't take it. Like I just.
Up to the point that you're having intercourse, you were saying yes, but in the middle of intercourse,
well, I never really said anything. But I mean, like.
No, you didn't say
no. But no one says anything. You start making out and you start moving through the bases.
Well, it didn't. It just happened really fast. Like it wasn't even like there was no like.
Okay, hold on a second.
I'm confused. I don't know how she could make a case for herself when you can't even follow what she's describing.
Well, at some point of the sexual act,
she decided she needed a break. Whatever that
which
means.
Which is a little ambiguous. Yeah. I mean, it's not yelling, "Stop! Get off of me!" It's like, I need a break.
It's kind of hurting.
It's not like a waitressing shift. You can't just say, I need a
break.
Yeah.
It's like,
whatever.
Hey, you're kind of hurting me, but he kept going and finished. And now she's angry.
Yeah, now this is a weird thing. Yeah. And look, we always get a certain amount of flack when we don't call everything right. But she met a guy. She liked the guy. She thought he was a great guy. She kept in touch with him on the phone. Then she went out to him.
Expected and wanted to have sex with him.
And expecting to have
went
sex.
Went along with it.
Didn't have sex the first night. He was cool with that. Second night, they went to the room. They start making out. Next thing you know, they're having intercourse. And then she says, I need a break. And now she feels like she's been raped. It's
you know what
weird,
I suspect? Here's what this
here.
Is. Yeah, she has been made to feel powerless at some developmental stage of her life.
All right. We don't have any time. But yeah. Jamie?
But I don't think he did anything.
Yes?
Jamie, okay, how long... Did it take him to stop after you said you
it
needed
didn't
your break?
Stop! It didn't stop. It left like. Four
I know.
Seconds.
How long is he doing it now?
No.
Okay, so he did stop.
Right.
Okay. How long did it take him to stop after you said you needed the break?
30 minutes.
Really? That's a long time. And did you continue to complain?
I just kept trying to roll out of it because he wasn't listening to me. So it.
Okay. Were you ever victimized before?
Oh yes. Yes.
No.
Jamie, please. You had
something.
Somehow you've sort of.
No.
Anything?
No.
Okay.
Nothing's just not
sexual abuse so much as somehow made to feel powerless in, you know, some other situation in your life. Powerlessness is something you really don't like.
I went to an all-girls boarding school for 3 years. And so I really had no interaction with boys.
Okay.
No.
All right. No. Jamie, we got to take a break. I don't think this is rape. I don't think what he did was right. I think he should have stopped when you told him to stop, although you didn't really tell him to stop. He's no good for you. Fine. Move on with your life and put it behind you. Yeah. We'll be back. The show. All right, I want to thank Megan Price for coming in here.
Have we announced when the show is? What night? What day?
Been saying it every goddamn break.
Okay, all right, good.
9:30 on WB Friday nights. Victoria Silvstedt tomorrow night. Beautiful to meet you, Megan. It's nice to have a smart person in here for a change. And until next time, Sam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Adam is sad because he has a small staff.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.